She's giving up its beyond repair. Where to go and who to be? When that door opens up for me, my pain, my past, my peace, my hell. I feel the sun upon my face, touch the grass for the grace. It's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough, it's
hey, we're Stormstress,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I lie to myself, I lie down. I whisper, hey, breeze, where you going? Does the wine or the whiskey miss me? No, at night cats get smashed in the snow. I don't mind, we're gathered here today to have a real nice time. Have some friends. Where'd you go? Fools rush in, but you're the only one with guts. We are family. I lie down on the breeze. I whisper, hey, breeze, where you going? I don't need it, religion and rules. I cross my heart and then I hope to die. Go to the park and then I go back home. Fools rush in, but they're the only ones with guts. We are now entering a new phase. A priest mistakes me for a priest. Mistakes me for a Houston rocket validating snow. Insane intercourse, constant swapping while I fall asleep inside a base. I'm counting on my breath to make tunnels. I'm counting on my breath. A British Columbian prayer, no matter when, no matter where. Suffer. The last time I... The last time I saw Georgie, it was an incredible vision. Cracked alabaster from head to toe, just this terrible crescendo, heading towards a conclusion, dying for a conclusion. That ends on retrospective street. In love with every person I meet. In love with the gun club. Merciless lotus husk floating on an ocean on the surface of the King of France. Thousand-yard stare stares at the menu and grins from this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on everything. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards. There, I didn't want to say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the lie. It is exquisite. It goes through you. It goes through your legs. God is famous for punishing. Burn my boats. I'm staying here in the harbor. I go nowhere. Death by illumination. I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. In the shop window, illumined like candy. I brought all these people this brandy.
Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day, starting at 9 a.m. 10 artists performing live on the radio, including Muck and the Myers. Kate Crush. Robert Ellis Oram. WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com.
You know, I'm going to introduce our next performer here. My long-lost third cousin from East Boston, who probably had his hair cut at Mike's Barbershop as many times as I did. We probably knew each other when we were 10, but we couldn't remember that. the guy playing next is a legend in Boston. His band, the Amplifier Heads, is a new album I'll call Songs From They Came to Rock. It's a fantastic album. Please welcome Sal Baglio. Yeah.
Wasn't the blues or a blown fuse, nor the needle in the red. It was the silent sound of madness. Even the radio went dead, and the newspaper sighed. There would be no encore. The concert promoter said, through blown out speakers and the rest in pieces, the amp has lost its head. Thank you.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be invited to be here at WMFO Live Day. My history goes back to about 1978 with this station, when college stations were very, very important to all of our bands that were starting out in the Boston area at that time. I mean, it was great to get on the big commercial stations, and but really the meat and potatoes and the beginning of it and the real support came from college radio. And in particular, WMFO, I'm talking about my first band, which was, I think, 112 years ago, maybe, something like that. And when we played here at Tufts many, many times, we played outdoor concerts and a few indoor events. It's all a little hazy because it's a long time ago, but so because of all that, it is a joy to be here. And you know, looking around, there's a lot of friends here. And in my solo show, which I do a lot of solo shows now, I introduce myself. I say I'm Sal Baglio, and I'm a sexagenarian. And looking around, I think I may be the only one in here. I don't know. I don't know if there's many sexagenarians in here. But it's a beautiful thing, because at an age where I could still use the word sex, I guess. It's one of the happy parts of that thing. But also, it has affected my writing, and I write a lot of songs about looking back, and that's what the whole show is about. When all the clocks strike backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again. I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new, and the good guys playing all the hits for you when we go home again. And we'll see all of our friends the way they look back then, and it will only be that way for a day when we go home again. And my dad will be there, his hair will be thick, he'll show me some chords, how to hold the pick, and he won't get older and he won't get sick when we go home again. There's Grandpa and Barney Brass, Cousin Johnny taking photographs. Ma's made supper, now hurry fast, 'cause we are home again. When all the clocks striking backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up, you're back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again, home again.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the trip that we take on this particular show that I do. You wake up, and you're back there for a day. And my hope and my goal is to get people who are at the show to take a trip back with me, but they don't have to come where I go. Because I think I might go back to a day in maybe 1966 or something, just for the heck of it. Everybody I knew would still be alive, and music was brand new. Because, see, if you're a sexagenarian, especially past the halfway point, then you remember air raid drills. Now, an air raid drill, for those who don't know that, was just in case a nuclear bomb gets dropped on your school. If you're in the basement on your knees under a desk or something, you'll be okay. We lived through that. We were sent home from school in November of 63. And then in February, on a Sunday night in 64, our whole world changed. And it was a beautiful thing. And where I came from was probably 99.9% Italian kids who the next day went to school Monday with an English accent. Hello. Hello, Angelo. How are you? So it was like Nicky, Vinny, Angelo, Sal. And everybody wanted to start a band. And I did. And not everybody gets to do that. So this song starts out in the year 1971. There was plenty of Boone's Farm apple wine and Ripple, and the girls still smelled like patchouli because it was the leftover of the hippie days before glam and before punk. And so it was kind of like... people were wearing kind of long hair and shags, and a friend of mine gave me a tiny little orange tablet and said, just take a quarter of that. Not being good at math, I took the whole thing. And then we went to see The Who at the Music Hall while The Faces were playing on the Boston Common. Whew. Yeah, yeah, I was 14. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? Down at the city yards with a bottle of Ripple wine. Oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them. And I am afraid that their plans have been torn and frayed, but so glad that they were laid. How about the boys in the band loading drums and guitars up into Jimmy's van with their heads all full of stars? Their dreams were loud and had gold in them. Now I am afraid that the spotlights and stars have now turned to cover bars. When all my memories turn into wonder why cannot be, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? They have all gone away to poetry and rhyme, just like, oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them. And I am afraid that all their plans have been torn and frayed, but still so glad that they were laid. When all our memories turn into wonder why cannot peace, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Forever remember those sweet strawberry girls.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Here's a song that I wrote and brought to a project with my good friend Dan Kopko. It was from the Peppermint Kicks record, which takes place in the year 1972. Looking at the yearbook page, thinking back on yesterday. All your hair's turning gray, and there ain't that much to say. It's okay, that song is faded out. Not everybody made it out, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, oh. Shag 72. Of light, the speed of sound, turntables turned around. There's a band underground coming up for new light. It's alright, the record starts to play. Bowling has gone away, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, oh. From inside a plastic tomb, outside the electric womb, when the girls were nuclear and the bands were truly gear. Oh dear, the song repeats and plays. I'm looking at the yearbook page, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, 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 oh. Shag 72.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
All right. Well, thank you. Jeez, I didn't know I'd be getting a live audience and applause and everything. That's great. Yeah, how we doing?
Doing good.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. So, all right, well, then that tells me this. Yeah, yeah, I great. Thank you so much. I think I'll do this song here. I may need some participation at the end, just warning you. Why, the room just cleared the hell out, didn't it? Jesus Christ. So at the very end of the show, of my solo show, I end with this tune. I should also say that besides the solo shows, you know, I am going out with the band. You know, my good friend, I know he's a good friend of everyone up here. Dan Kopko is in the band playing guitar. Marty Richards on drums, Brad Helene, and we're going out, the Amplifier Heads, with Barrence Whitfield singing.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to do a bunch of Amplifier Heads tunes, a bunch of Barrence tunes, and of course the one that Barrence sings on the new Amplifier Heads record, Songs from They Came to Rock, he sings the title track, They Came to Rock. So we're going to go out and do a couple of shows this year, and I'm really looking forward to that with those guys. But my solo show is something I've been really having a lot of fun with lately, and so I don't know if you're going to be able to identify with this song or not, but it's called I Am a Dinosaur. I am a dinosaur, walking through the mall, looking for a record store. Okay, a relic from a different day. I am a dinosaur, a rocket ride outside a 5 and 10 cent store. Oh yay, an artifact from another age. And I remember when all the world was singing. Yeah, 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 I do. I am a refugee, seeking asylum from a galaxy far away, a wreckage from another plane. I remember when all the world was swinging. I am the dinosaur, a vanishing act that you won't see anymore. All right, thank you very much, good night. La 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 la. So this is the part that I get everyone in the audience to sing along. So I see that most people left the room. Except we do have some right here. Ready? La 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 la. Everybody says that. La 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 la. We're still here. That's right. Sing loud if you're still here. Yeah, well, yeah. All right. I dedicate this to everybody in this room, everybody out there listening, and to everybody who still has a heart filled with music, and age has nothing to do with it, and it lights you up, and you're still full of joy. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. Make me wanna be with you. I need to spend my body. I'm a music making man. No page can release it like this amplifier can. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna sign it, gonna seal it, gonna mail it away. Must be crazy to express myself this way, but there ain't much romance living in the USA. This guitar is a blessing, this piano is a muse, electricity's a devil with a 20 amp fuse. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna mail it today. Doing fine, and this energy you gave them keeps on trying to unwind. I see an ancient rhythm in a man's genetic code. I'm gonna keep on rock and roll until my genes explode. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna sign it, seal it, mail it away. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna sign it, seal it, sail it.
Sal, that was so awesome.
Stupendous.
That was hey Sal, we got a minute. Tell us about your next gig that's coming up.
Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day. 6 hours of live music on the radio featuring Ruby Grove.
Maybe it's
The Satch Karens Band.
I just don't know what to do with yourself now, do you?
Kit Orion.
Because it tastes so sweet, like honey. And then I remember I had been sleeping.
WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about where you might be playing next live, where people can come see you.
The next one, thank you for asking. The next one is June 15th at the Cut Live in Gloucester. There's that new room out there in Gloucester. we're playing June 15th, Barrons and I with the Amplifier Heads, and John Butcher's also on the show. It's his birthday that night. And so that's the next one. Looking down the road, August 9th, Barrons and I with the band will be at the Bull Run out in Shirley. For people out in Central Mass, please come out to that show.
That's a great place to see place to see a show. Yeah. Yeah, this is, it's been amazing sitting and watching you. You got a good audience here, Sal. I know there's way more people listening to us out there. And I just have to say, it's wonderful to watch somebody, you know, when you hear, I as a listener, when I get to actually see the performer, it means so much. Live music means so much. And it's one of the reasons why we're so happy to have Live Day. Looking over here at Mike Newman, and Mike does such a great job bringing bands in to WMFO, and you know, we try to do that on Something About the Women too. Certainly Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. I look around the room, so many of you have live music. You're carrying on Mikey D's tradition. This is amazing. And Sal, you've been amazing this morning. So
thank you, Salvatore Baglioni. Appreciate it.
All right.
This one you might know. a shell, pulling muscles from a shell.
All right. If you go like hell, chasing down your sin, looking quite the sight in your black jeans. If you go like hell, chasing down your dreams, signs fly by a blur of blue and green. Working in the things you, but what do you mean? Wondering about all of the time back, where you live in a dream. If you go like hell, chasing down your sin, what you meant to be. If you go like hell, chasing down your dream, did you miss the forest and the trees? Looking in the rearview at the things you got, what to me. Wondering about all of the time at that, where you live in a dream. Now I'm thinking it over from the passenger side. You've been more than a chauffeur, and you're just hitting your stride. If you go like hell, chasing down your sin, looking quite the sight in your black jeans. If you go like hell, chasing down your dream, signs fly by a blur of blue and green. Looking in So, we are a band called Glowbox. Excuse me. That was a squeeze sandwich. Right in the middle, that was a song called Pulling Muscles from the Shell by Squeeze. The two originals we played were both written by our friend Sean Sullivan, who could not be with us today.
He's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit. And both of those songs are going to be on our upcoming album. Should be out in a matter of... I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that.
Milliseconds.
We don't have a date yet, but the album is called Bland Ambition. And this is another track from it. It's called In Your Orbit.